Officials say Robinson made incriminating statements to relatives and sent Discord messages about retrieving a rifle from a drop point. Investigators also say they found messages on the ammunition, the bullets, including anti-fascist slogans and references to video games and online memes, and also an anti-gay remark. Robinson is a registered voter in Utah, but doesn't have a party affiliation. His family seems to be Republican, Christian, gun oriented, as many people in Utah are. Scott, what are your initial thoughts when you heard about this suspect?
Well, my initial thoughts are how disappointed Representative Mace, President Trump, and Jesse Waters might be that it's not a transgender woman with blue hair working on immigration for AOC.
Yeah, exactly.
They have all promised us that in exchange for this needless death, that they were going to declare war. And so my question is, are they going to declare war on young, white, heterosexual men who come from Mormon families who traditionally have voted Republican or gun owners?
Mm-hmm.
So the notion somehow that they are trying to pin this on, quote unquote, the radical left is just so insane.
It's eminently clear this kid was online, deeply and unfortunately online, I would say.
There are two fairly obvious common sense solutions that unfortunately cost a lot of money or diminish the shareholder value of key companies that are driving our entire economy and get in the way of the political narrative of special interest groups in charge right now. The first and most obvious solution is that Australia and the UK just don't have cultures that much different than us. The last time they had a mass shooting, they put in place sensible gun control. What do you know? No mass shootings. Since Charlie Kirk was murdered, more people have been shot and killed in the US than will be shot and killed in the UK over the next year. The UK will lose 30 people to gun violence in the next 12 months. We lose 120 people a day.
That's a lot. Their numbers.
All right. So if you want to take down political violence and all gun violence, you just have to have sensible gun reform.